Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Pugh Communication Services, a division of Economy Electric, providing all of your commercial and residential low-voltage wiring needs.
We're back here on News Radio KMAN, and focus continues here as we highlight education today here on this Wednesday. USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools here, and then later on we'll talk Manhattan Christian College as well. I have USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Leah Flyder joining us here this morning, kind of talking about what's coming up on the agenda here. The school board meets tonight at 6:30. One of the items here is on the district wellness plan. That's another discussion being brought up here by Stephanie Smith.
Yeah, Stephanie Smith, our Director of Child and Nutrition. She's got a lot of airtime today.
She does.
So this is a big meeting for Stephanie. But her and the wellness committee, which is comprised of a lot of PE teachers and health teachers across the district, as well as human resources, and Stephanie kind of lead the way on our wellness team. And they've kind of revamped our wellness plan across the district. And they provided us with a very large document. It's very comprehensive, but it's little things like encouraging exercise. Here's some things you can do to encourage mm-hmm. movement inside your classroom. Here's some guides on snacks. Here's some guides on indoor recess. You know, it's things like this winter was horrible.
Yes.
As far as having indoor recess because it was so cold on so many days in a row. Well, what are some ideas that you can have? Because kids need recess. And when it's 0 degrees outside and you can't take them outside, what are some things that can get their blood pumping to get them to release some of that energy? And I think teachers are always looking for creative ideas. Well, this team kind of came together and said, here's some ideas for you, as well as some guidelines about the way they do snacks or food rewards across the district.
Yeah.
And encouraging exercises and proper nutrition are the big keys of it. So they've done a lot of work on it, and I'm really excited for what they brought forward.
Yeah, I'm really grateful to them. It was a nice report.
Yeah, you mentioned kids need recess. I think the teachers probably like it too.
Yes,
you know,
they
everybody
do.
Should get out and get some fresh air during the day, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Except Dave Lewis. Dave Lewis is probably a robot. He can go without.
Yeah, he just sits behind seven panes of glass,
trying to get him to comment for me.
Headphones are going on.
I'm sorry, I was distracted. What did you disparagingly say about me?
Oh, that you probably didn't need recess. We were talking about how our kids need recess, Dave.
My entire life is a recess, Eric.
That's why I said he doesn't need any additional time.
I'm in radio. I mean, it's, you know, the bad thing is you got to show up for recess.
Yeah. Document that time. Dave's life is a recess. And you can look at it. You look at your Hawaiian shirt today and you can see that.
Yeah.
Life's a party with Dave.
I have a lot of those.
That's awesome. I wish I had one.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're available in stores. There are several places I can recommend. One in particular.
Okay.
All right.
Good stuff.
So, moving on.
Sorry, everyone.
Hey, you brought it up.
Other items here that you feel are important that we should highlight here?
Well, you know, we're doing some prep and some work for summer construction. You know, we're going to be leasing some warehouse space because, you know, as most people know, if you're trying to fix your house up or your business, sometimes you got to move stuff around. So we're doing that. We're going to learn about some abatement and safety issues. And then what other construction stuff do we have going on?
We actually have our architect team coming tonight.
That's
They're
going
to show board update on both early learning projects at Eugene Field and College Hill, as well as the new elementary school in Blue Township. So this be a good one to tune in if you want to know where we're at as far as those two projects. I think they're going to have some layouts for us that they've been working on with their teams. We've been having meetings on these every week the last 3-4 months. So really excited to take it public.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the layouts. It's going to be it's been wonderful to get the bond issue passed and to get mm-hmm. started so quickly on the projects. And so it'll be wonderful to share that with the community tonight.
And the other thing we're bringing forward tonight as well is, you know, I just finished up the contracts for them just within the last couple meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So really, until that got finalized, I really couldn't get a timeline finalized. I don't even want to say finalized, but kind of a new timeline together. The original timeline put together was just kind of us going on our best guess of what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we got a lot more input on those timelines. So we're going to have for the board an updated timeline, and we'll put that up on our website as well. So, because that's the most common question,
yeah,
is when are you going to get to this project? Everybody's got projects that they're interested in more than others, and that's okay. But when are you going to get to Marlatt? When are you going to get to Northview? When are you going to get to the high school? So we have that calendar ready to go. So we'll put that out tonight and get it up on our website so people can check that out as well. So they can see when the planning is going to happen, when construction is going to tentatively happen. That'll change. You know, we'll move things up, we'll move things back based on what we need at the time. And we're finding out we got to move sometimes. Sometimes we got to move back for pricing. You know, that we need a more competitive time to get pricing, and sometimes we move things up to get competitive. So we're trying to maximize everything the very best we can, and our architect teams are doing a wonderful job. Our construction managers are doing a great job as well. So I really appreciate everything. We've had great conversations.
In case people don't know, our meetings are broadcast live on Facebook on Wednesdays. So, you know, if you're... Yep. If you're on the Facebook, go ahead and check it out tonight.
I can always check to make sure Sam Henney's at the...
That's right, and he's always there.
So that's how I can always check in on him.
He has a little microphone.
That's right.
Yep.
He's good.
Well, and I want to ask you here, too, regarding the bond project. I know there's a naming contest, or I don't know if it's a contest. How's that going on? Are we closer to announcing the name for the new school?
Yes and no. we took name recommendations throughout the month of April. So we've collected over 800 different responses, recommendations for that name. So what happens now is Dr. Wade's got to appoint a committee to kind of screen that down to a more reasonable amount, to probably down to 3 to 5 names to take to our Facilities and Growth Committee, who will probably whittle it down to a recommendation for the Board of Education. Probably look for that to happen sometime in the fall. I would say we will probably try and coordinate that similar to the time we break ground for that new elementary
school.
Just
going to ask that. I thought maybe that would be the best deal.
I think that's a good highlight time. It's when we're trying to generate some excitement. And remember that, you know, that's not a project that's easily seen by a lot of people. A lot of people aren't going to drive by that yet because that neighborhood isn't quite developed.
Right.
You know, you're going to drive by College Hill and you're going to know, wow, something's going on at College Hill. Or when we tear into Manhattan High, finally, you're going to, wow. I mean, nobody's going to miss that if they're driving in. But really try to highlight when we start that Blue Township School, and to be able to quit calling it Blue Township School. Unless that's the name we choose.
Unless that's the name, yeah.
And it could be, you know, depending on what those residents decide to do with their community there, maybe who knows what could be the process here.
But blue is, you know, like the high school colors and, you know, Big Blue Marching Band. It seems like a natural transition.
You can make that case, Dave.
But you know, I'm a little more fond of purple, but that just doesn't play for
yeah,
for you guys.
I also had someone tell me, and I did not know this, but the Blue Township's named after the sewer district that it stands for. So I don't know
not
if naming my
Blue River.
I don't know if naming my school after the sewer district is something I'm interested in, but you never know.
I would suggest that you just not talk about that.
That part?
Don't present that.
I just said it on the radio. Brandon probably recorded me.
Yeah.
Oh, I recorded you. I recorded you, but, you know, I don't think that you should include that in your further discussions.
Okay, I'll keep.
All right. Just keep that to yourself. There's no win there.
No. Good stuff. Well, meeting is tonight, 6:30 p.m. I guess we should probably talk donations and grants here real quick.
Yes, let's see. We have – oh, and also we need to touch on the last day of school,
yes,
which is
– last day of school. Last day of school, Thursday, May 23rd. That's next week, and that is a half day with no lunch being served on that day. So, yeah, it's coming quick.
And that's
a week and a day.
District-wide.
District-wide, okay. Yep. And I am looking for the – donations and grants. Sorry, I had it a minute ago. And dead air, what everybody loves. You know, we appreciate our donors. We really do. It's just that Leah's having issues with her technology.
I've got it.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Okay, $630 cash donation from LifeTouch to TR Elementary for classroom projects. A $1,399 cash donation from TR PTO to TR Elementary for field trips, $1,000 cash donation from Civics Plus to Manhattan High for BPA travel expenses, and a $29,000 cash donation from Marlatt Elementary PTO for playground equipment. So thank you so much to all
that.
Those groups.
Yeah. My daughter goes to school there, and I've heard about that, so I was hoping we can hear about that.
Yeah.
Oh, playground equipment is an exciting thing.
It is. It's fun, and we really appreciate our PTOs who really take a large share of that fundraising.
They are awesome.
I know the kids are looking forward to that. Well, thank you guys for presenting all this, and hope you have a good meeting, hopefully not too long of a meeting here tonight for you tonight. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to graduation this weekend. So,
all right.
Great time for our district.
Leah Flyder and Eric Reed, our guests here from USD 383. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again sometime down the road.
Thank you, Brandon.
We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.